Hi everybody, I'm back. It has been one hell of a week, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit about it while I play. Oh, my fingers in my pussy right now. I'm really wet because there's just so much good stuff going on. Let me see if I can rewind. So, this week, Monday, I had a date with a guy that I met on an app. We met up. Super, super stormy, rainy Monday night. We met up at a wine bar not too far from my house. And, yeah, this guy is European and has a really, really sexy accent and the most gorgeous blue eyes. And we started talking, and it turned out we could talk in more than one language. We've got several languages in common. But I think the thing that was most arousing to me was this moment when he got up to, I don't know, get a glass of water, and he so casually just kissed my neck, and I hadn't told him, but my neck is just a really important erogenous zone. And so, being kissed on my neck is, it's almost like pushing a magic button, right? It just, yeah. So, yeah, we were kind of touching in the bar, and then he walked me to the parking garage. And we had a pretty hot makeout session by the pay station. And, yeah. So I was really, really excited, to make that connection. And I came home and I told my husband about it. Because that's something that I can do now, which makes every encounter that I have even more exciting. Then I'm gonna come home and tell him about it, and he's gonna get so excited. And actually, our sex has been getting better too. Just more experimental, more exciting, going in different directions. So I'm really happy about that. And yeah, so that was pretty hot. So there's lots of sexy chat going back and forth between me and that guy. And then on Thursday this week, so that was Monday night, so Thursday, I called out from work for an hour and a half in the morning, said I had a doctor's appointment, but what I actually did was wait on the street near my office to get picked up by this other guy that I had been chatting with for a couple of weeks, and we finally found a time to go get coffee and meet each other. So he drove us to a nearby neighborhood, and we got some coffee, and we talked, and we actually spent a little too much time talking because suddenly it was close to the time that I was going to need to be back at work. So we got back in his car, and he moved his car to a spot which he thought was going to be a little more secluded, but we're in the middle of a city. And he parked right by a construction zone. So yeah, there's a lot more foot traffic by the car than I think either of us were counting on. But we started to make out, and then we got in the back seat, and I'd asked him to bring a blanket. So yeah, occasionally when people were like really right by the car, I would just kind of put the blanket over my head. And I lifted up my skirt, and he saw that I wasn't wearing any panties. So we had some really, really, really hot oral sex in the back of his car. And he licked my pussy so well. Oh my god. I couldn't believe I was doing this outrageous thing. And then I sucked his cock. He has such a gorgeous cock. Really long, nice, and thick. Oh, it was so delicious. And I got some very, very nice feedback on my oral talents, which is always so good to hear, right? I mean, you think you might be good at something, but if you're not practicing it regularly, maybe you don't get to hear. Or maybe you've only been hearing about it from one person for 20 plus years. So it's really nice to get some independent confirmation of your special talent. Yeah, so he drove me back to work, and I put my panties back on and tried to get through the work day, but it was a really hot day, like really, really, really hot, and I had to take the bus home from the train from work, which meant that I had to walk like 15 minutes from the bus stop back to my house. I got home, I was just completely sweaty, and also really, really horny. Because, you know what? I double booked myself on Thursday, so my husband had gone out of town, and my son, who's home, was working that night, and so the guy I had met at the wine bar, I invited him to my house, which admittedly was insane, right? But I think I have a very good judge of character, and there was really nothing about this guy that set off any alarm bells for me. And so I got home, got in the shower, and got myself ready for some more fun. So, hang on, I'm just gonna get this dildo inside of my pussy and fuck myself a little, cause, oh fuck, I need it so bad. Yeah. So he came over at 7. He was perfectly punctual, because we only had a couple of hours until my son was wrapping up work, and so we did not use my bed, because that would have felt like a really big violation of trust, even though I was not telling my husband about this encounter. So I stayed in the family room, and he came in, and we just, started kissing really deeply. And we sat on the couch, and just started getting to know each other in a more intimate way. And this guy described himself on the app where I met him as a pleasure dom. And I hadn't really been with someone before who described himself that way. So I got to find out what that meant, at least the way, what it means for him. And he had told me he was gonna do this. So he had me stand up and put my arms above my head. And he undressed me. And he examined every inch of me, commenting on what he appreciated and what was turning him on. And I could not use my hands, I had to keep them above my head while he explored me. And that was just, oh my god. His intensity and his focus and his gorgeous eyes that were wanting to look deeply into mine. It was just on another level. So we did a lot, really a lot. He fucked my tits, and that was the first time he came all over me. He got cum in my hair. I had put a towel on the couch, and see, he somehow come on the couch too. It was just hilarious. And then, yeah, he was licking my pussy like an absolute worshiper. So yeah, and then we fucked. I also took him deep into my mouth and started working on my deep throat technique, and I still need a lot of work, but making those noises for him, that really excited him. And it excites me too. He left after a couple hours. of really intense and really sexy fun. I, by the way, have been making playlists. So when I was in the hotel with that guy, the last guy, I had a playlist for that, and then I made a different one for my rendezvous with this guy, and it was just really good. Well, like for the first half of the time that we were together, I forgot to put music on altogether because, well, I was a little distracted, but when we were taking a break, I put on the playlist and we actually danced a little bit together, slowly pressing our bodies close to each other. And that was really hot. So that was a two cock day for me, Thursday. Two different cocks in my mouth. One of them, neither of them were my husband's cock. That felt pretty fucking amazing. It was like attaining a new level of my sluttiness and I absolutely loved it. Yeah. So then, yesterday, lots of messages back and forth with those two guys. But also, I sent a little note to the woman that I'd had coffee with a couple weeks ago, and who my husband and I had gone out for dinner with her and her husband last weekend. And they've been practicing non-monogamy for like 11 years, so it was really cool to like see how their dynamic works, and especially because her husband is demisexual and he can't have casual sex, he needs to be in love with someone, and she is like me, and we're both just really looking for fun, sexy experiences and not looking to fall in love with anyone else. So I really dug that. She is just really, really sexy. She's got this fantastic, enormous pair of breasts. And, there's something about her that just really turns me on. And so yesterday, I found myself sending her a message to see if she wanted to hang out last night. And she wrote back and said that she had a date, but she was going to cancel it so we could hang out. So that was pretty cool. So she came to my house because she lives in my neighborhood and picked me up, and we went to a bar really close by. And we had a couple beers and just talked about our various exploits, because we both use the same app to meet people. It was really fun, especially when we discovered that we both fucked the same guy. Took a selfie of ourselves at the bar and I sent it to him. And he was a little freaked out at first, but I told him we only had good things to say about him, which was true. So, so that was special. She drove me home, and we're in my driveway, and she asked if she could kiss me, and I said, yeah, and we kissed. I kissed a woman, a beautiful woman. Who is kind of a lot like me in some ways, and who lives in my neighborhood. So, more to come for sure on that front. Oh my God, how did I forget? On Wednesday night, my husband and I took a rope bondage class together where we learned several different ties that we could do on ourselves or on a partner. The one that I found the most sexy is this body harness that actually looks much more complicated to do than it actually is. So I definitely need to practice, and it's fun that it's something you can practice on your own. But yeah, a harness is a really nice thing to put on your partner if you want to sort of pull them in different directions and get them in positions that you want them in. So I think we're going to be having a whole lot of fun with that. Yeah. So it was quite a week for this horny little 53-year-old woman who is experiencing the sexual renaissance of a lifetime. And it's really, really fun to have you listening along and cheering for me as I discover more and more new and exciting things about myself and about other people. I'm just gonna go off and ride this dildo now for a while. So, I hope you're doing well. I'd love to know what you think of my latest developments. And I really hope that keeping my voice this quiet, which is a necessity, has not impeded the usual audio quality of my recordings, because that's important to me. I will catch you later. Mwah.